Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Quarter after eight. Well, it has been confirmed that talented, troubled, great wide receiver Antonio Brown is trying out for the Saints right now. Saints brought him in for a look-see. What that means, we don't know, except the fact that they're looking at a very troubled, talented wide receiver that no doubt could help the team for, who knows, one game, two games, three games. So what do you think? Should we sign him? There's no guarantees have been made. They just are looking at him. So what do you think? Would you sign him? You can call me right now. I've got some lines open so you and I can kind of talk back and forth on this. It's 260-1870. I'll read a couple of text messages. And from what I'm reading online, boy, I'm surprised that more people are for signing him. I thought I was going to be the lone voice of crying in the wilderness here. I think having AB for these next two games would be great to win. Do you believe that person? Do you agree with him? Call me at 260-1870. Listen, we got a whole bunch of lines open, so this way you won't be sitting around forever. Here's one. Let's see. Have we picked up Antonio Brown? No, not at this point. He is only in for a workout. Text message, I think having AB for the next few games would be great for the Saints. Might even be a Super Bowl victory. If AB is going to get suspended, the Saints should not sign him. I'm guessing here that the Saints probably checked that out with the league before they even brought him in. Let's go to Philip. Philip, what do you think? Should they, if he works out well, should they sign him?
No, I don't think they should.
Suppose it was the difference of us winning playoff games and winning the Super Bowl. Would you still say no?
Yes, I would still say no.
So you would sacrifice winning rather than have a guy like this on your team.
All right. Well, you're using a crystal ball to predict that we would win
if he
would do it. But it's the principle of the matter. I mean, the man has been accused of some serious misconduct with women. And I just don't see why they can't find somebody else who is a better human being. I mean, mm-hmm. We should not be encouraging people to act like that. All that does is tell our youth that you can do anything you want as long as you got enough money or you got enough capability, then you'll get out of it.
Philip, LSU fan too?
Oh, definitely.
All right, so give me your thoughts on the Tigers.
I think they'll beat Oklahoma. I think they'll do it by a significant margin. I'm a little bit worried about the next game. I'm not sure how good Clemson is. We're mm-hmm. going to find out.
Clemson's good.
Clemson is good. They had a little bit of not quite as hard a schedule as we have. But I think LSU is capable of beating either Ohio State or Clemson. And I just, wish him luck.
Okay, give me a score for LSU over Oklahoma.
It's going to be big. I'm going to say LSU probably 32 and Oklahoma 10.
All right, thank you, Philip. Ed in Harahan. Ed, what do you think? Should the Saints possibly sign Antonio Brown?
Oh, yes, sir. Shot on AB right now today. right now, today, he's a winner. I know he's having, you know, off the field problems, but he has no problems when he's on the field. He gives 100% when he's out there playing ball.
Well, you know, someone pointed out the fact, and I mentioned it, I guess it was last half hour, we don't know much about the Michael, not Michael Brown, who am I thinking? Michael Thomas. Why do I have such a hard time remembering this guy's name? I have no idea. But Michael Thomas's hand, they say, is injured. Do you think this reflects more on that?
It could be, you know. I mean, with a hand injury like that, you.
Well, we don't know. They've not specified what the injury is.
Right, but on the last game of the season, you're getting ready for the playoffs. You want to go into the playoffs at least at 100% with all your guys.
Gotcha, Ed. We're going to take a break right now, and we'll come back. I'm going to write a big sign in front of me. Michael, how can my brain not remember one of the greatest wide receivers of all time? And I think he is. Coming right back on WWL. It's 23 minutes after 8 o'clock. I'm Bob Mitchell in for Tommy Tucker. We're talking about that the Saints have brought in Antonio Brown to work him out. He don't call up and have someone work out unless you have a thought of possibly signing the receiver. So, if it all works out, should the Saints sign Antonio Brown? You can call me at 260-1870. Text me at 870-870. Let's see, I've got a message here to me as far as not always remembering Michael Thomas's name. It says, two words for you, Bob, senior moment. You're right. It drives me crazy sometimes because there's some things I know, and I go to say it, my brain just goes blank. I go in the refrigerator to get something and forget what I went in there. Getting old as hell. All right, let's get back to our phone calls. Let's say good morning to is it AP?
Hey Tommy, how you doing, my man?
I'm Bob. How are you doing? So what That's okay.
I'm sorry.
You're having a moment too. All right.
Happy holidays.
But does that happen to you where sometimes you walk in a room to do something, then you forget what you walked in for?
Oh, no question. No question. It's you might want to call it a senior moment. I just call it tremendous forgetfulness.
All right. Let's talk about, I can remember his name. Let's talk about Antonio Brown.
I'm all for it, 120%. We are trying to win a championship. The last 2 years of playoff failures burned bright with Saints fans, and that fiasco last season still bothers me. Now, I will say this. I cannot stand Antonio Brown. Understand me now. Mm-hmm. I don't like the dude. I don't like what he did to Mike Tomlin and the Steelers. I don't like how he made his exit out of Oakland. But here's what the Saints are trying to do. They don't want anything but a championship after what we've gone through the last
right.
2 years.
Right.
You sign him, you win the Super Bowl, and then you cut him, okay? Then he becomes somebody else's problem. But first, we all have to pump the brakes because will the NFL allow this? And that's the million-dollar question. And I'm never certain with what the NFL may do.
But I would think they would have cleared this with the NFL before they brought him in.
Maybe not. I mean, I don't know if the Saints have always had the greatest of reputations back since Bountygate with mm-hmm. the league office mm-hmm. and then last year's nonsense. Let's remember, Roger Goodell hasn't made an appearance in New Orleans in quite a while. We all know how Saints fans feel about him. This is all stuff behind the scenes, and hopefully the Saints have done their due diligence with the league, and hopefully the league is, if he is signed, is ready to make a quick decision on it, because obviously you want to get him acclimated to the system sooner rather than later.
Are you predicting? How about a Tiger victory? Are you predicting LSU to win?
Look here, I'm in Atlanta. I live in Atlanta.
Okay.
And so I was at the game 2 weeks ago for the SEC championship game.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to destroy Oklahoma. 37-10 I'm telling you right now, 37 to 10.
All right. I'm gonna hold you to that, okay?
All right. I'll see you in New Orleans on January, what is it, 15th?
Yes.
January 13th. I'm sorry, January 13th.
13th. Yes. I'll be waiting for you. Okay.
See you then.
Here, Bob, the same thing happens to me sometime with Michael Thomas. Don't know why. I occasionally forget it. But we respect Michael Thomas. We love you, Michael Thomas. It just happens sometimes. Let's go to Dr. Rich, my buddy. How are you? What's the first thing that went through your mind when you heard this morning that the Saints were working out Antonio Brown?
First thing was, do we have enough handcuffs to keep him under control? And I think New Orleans has got enough handcuffs to keep him under control. Second thing, he's probably not going to arrive with any baggage because the New Orleans airport can't handle his baggage.
So are you for, now again, we need to be clear on this. He's just working out. The Saints have not signed him. But again, I don't think you bring someone in to work him out with the attitude that you're not going to sign them. You bring them in because you think the person may be able to help your team. A lot of negatives, a lot of people sending me text messages that he's a disease in the locker room. But would you sign him for the rest of the season?
I mean, with the leadership and the quality players that we have, I don't think, as much as distraction he's been with other teams, I don't think this association would allow him to be a distraction.
If
he has a great game and he's a distraction, he's gone.
I would only be concerned that if he was not getting the attention, if he wasn't getting the balls thrown his way, that might cause a problem. So
it might, but I mean, the gentleman wants a paycheck. I mean, I would think by now he's starting to get a little bit lean on his expenditures.
Well, look, I got news coming up. What are your thoughts on LSU? Everybody's predicting LSU, so give me your thoughts. What's the score going to be, LSU against Oklahoma?
I'm saying 41-35. I think they have the ability to score, but I think the maturity, the leadership, and the quality players that we have, yeah, we've won a lot of awards, but I really believe this team doesn't care about the individual awards. They still got a job to do. Up to this point, it hasn't been fun. It's been a job for them. They destroyed Texas A&M.
Dr. Rich, I appreciate you phoning in. We have got to go to news right now, and hopefully we will have some type of a update coming in on the Antonio Brown story.
Thank you, Joshua. I'm Dave Cohen. Now back to Bob Mitchell in for Tommy Tucker on WWL. And as this Antonio Brown story continues to develop here in New Orleans, with the troubled wide receiver facing multiple sexual misconduct allegations, the NFL Network tweets something very interesting via Ian Rappaport. He says, quote, "Important note, the NFL has made it clear that if someone signs Antonio Brown, he's likely headed to the commissioner's exempt list until his investigation is complete."
So that would mean he would not be able to play?
That's what it sounds like.
Exempt to me would mean an exemption for him.
Now, they have to do an investigation, clearly, uh-huh, to determine if he is eligible to play. Everyone is saying he is likely to face a suspension. The exempt list is a special player status available to clubs only in unusual circumstances. The list includes those players who have been cleared by the commissioner to be temporarily exempt from counting within the active list's limit.
Well, maybe since they screwed up last year with the no call, this would be a way to pay us back a little bit and to say, if you want to sign him, you have our permission.
So the question is, would he be allowed under this exemption to play while the investigation into this these allegations continues. While he's been out of the league, apparently, they haven't been investigating him. After the Patriots let him go, he is not officially employed by the NFL now, so it appears the league has not investigated these allegations of sexual misconduct against him. So if the Saints sign him, according to Ian Rappaport, he would likely be on that exempt list while the investigation plays out. So how long would that investigation take, and would it be over before the Super Bowl? Sounds like the Saints may know what's going on here and be counting on the fact that if they sign him, which, by the way, NFL analyst Mike Dettillier just told us he'd be surprised if they do, but if the Saints do sign Antonio Brown, they must have the inside track and understanding and knowledge that he would be allowed to play while the investigation continues.
Sounds that way to me. Thank you, Dave. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Theo in Harvey. Theo said he thinks that Antonio Brown would be a great asset to the team. What do you think? Would Antonio Brown be a great asset to the New Orleans Saints? You can call me at 260-1870. Would you sign him? If you were Mickey Loomis, would you sign Antonio Brown, even if it was only for a few games with the New Orleans Saints? Would he become an asset, or would he just cause more problems? 260-1870. Got a bunch of lines open. Call me right now, and we'll get you right up on WWL. And I'm Bob Mitchell in for Tommy this morning. It is 8:45. If you're a football fan, you know who Antonio Brown is, an incredibly talented wide receiver, but is always getting into trouble. Well, that same receiver is in town right now, trying out for our New Orleans Saints. They want to see what he still has left. And I guess you bring someone to look at them. I guess there's that possibility that you may sign them. So, do you think Antonio Brown would be a good addition to the Saints at this point? Would you sign him? Call me at 260-1870 so we can talk about that. Let's go to Barbara. Barbara, would he be an asset?
Not right now, no. He has too much outside entertainment going on. And I think that Sean Payton and the rest of the team will know exactly what to do. Is there a need for someone at that position he's trying out for?
Well, right now, other than Michael Thomas, he is the most productive wide receiver that we have. There were some injury reports that he had hurt his hand. We don't know how serious it is. It may be absolutely nothing. But I can tell you one thing. If you had Antonio Brown on one side and Michael Thomas on the other, boy, you would cause the defense some headaches. Now, whether this is just a very short-term thing, whether it's a long-term thing, to me, I know it's going to sound corny, and I know it's going to be a cop-out, but I would say we just have to trust Sean Payton and Mickey Loomis. They would not do anything at all to screw up the chemistry on this team. That's the way I'd look at it.
That's what I'd say, too. I say I will leave the final decision up to them, but they don't need any other outside distractions to their goals. But I'm sure they'll make the best decision.
That's where I am. You know, we trust them for everything. We trust them when they gave when they gave Michael Thomas $100 million. We trust them with the contract with Drew Brees, which pretty much has been going year to year. If we're going to trust them to make these big decisions, we have to say that if they decide that they want to sign Antonio Brown for a couple of games or whatever, that they see something, they know something we don't know, and we just have to trust them. That's my thoughts.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you so very much. Let's go to Jared. Jared, thank you for calling WWL. Would you sign Antonio Brown? Turn your radio off. Low, not off. Just turn it low. There you go.
All day long.
All day long what? You'd sign him?
All day long, I would. I would sign him. Look, I know he's got his issues. I'm a guy that gives second chances. But before we, you know, I love Michael Thomas. He's the number one receiver in the NFL, in my opinion. And before him, the number one wide receiver in the NFL was Antonio Brown. You have two of the best wide receivers in the NFL on your team. Well, sign him right now.
Okay, let me ask you this question because it's a text message and it's a great question. If Bill Belichick couldn't keep Antonio Brown straight, why would you think he'd work here?
Well, Bill Belichick's got his own issues to worry about. I think knows what he's doing. I think Mickey Loomis knows what he's doing. And just like several people have commented on, we've made some really, really smart decisions lately. And I think we're going in the right direction to try to get us another Super Bowl. I think they'll do what's right for the organization. I think they'll do what's right for Antonio Brown. And they'll basically have him on a short leash. Say, hey, you mess up, you're out.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think we're at the point that it's you go all in on this final push for the Super Bowl, and we just have to trust the coach and the GM on this. I appreciate you phoning in. You can call me at 260-1870. Should the Saints sign Antonio Brown, he's in for a workout. And we want to be specific here. The Saints at this point have not signed Antonio Brown. They're just bringing him in for a look-see. Coming right back on WWL. 8:53, Bob Mitchell in for Tommy Tucker this morning. Big, big, big news, exciting news. It was probably the last thing we thought we would be talking about this morning. The Saints have brought in super talented and also super troubled person, Antonio Brown, for a lookout. So should we sign him? Would he be an asset to the Saints? Let me, I'll get to the phones real quick, like, but there are a couple of text messages that are really good here. He is a cancer in the locker room. He used a racial slur at a Raiders executive. The Saints signed him. They're opening a Pandora's box. Here's one that says, more weapons, more wins. I'd rather see Dez Bryant return. Well, he's injured right now. Okay, let's get back to our phone calls. We will go to, is it Bubby, or is that how you pronounce your name?
It's Bubby.
Bubby. Okay. Hi, Bubby. What do you think? Should we sign Antonio Brown?
Absolutely, if he's in condition to play like he was a few years ago.
See, we're all the true Saint fan is coming out. We don't care what you've done. If you can help us win, we want you. Right?
Well, I'm not going to say that. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying from a winning standpoint, if he can produce on a field like he's done in the past, and we're going for a Super Bowl, then absolutely you're signing. You have to separate his personal life from his athletic ability.
Mm-hmm. Would you?
So can we do that?
But I don't know.
Ticket holder, so
go ahead.
I say sign him. Sign him if we can win a Super Bowl with him, and we assess him in the locker room the next three or four games. If he fits for next season, then we keep him. If not, you cut him.
Well, do you think there's a possibility, though, that signing him could cause more harm than good in the locker room?
Not with this team, not with this organization.
All right.
Not with the management, not with the coaching.
Okay. Appreciate it so much. Let's go to Byron in LaPlace. Would you sign Antonio Brown?
Yeah, absolutely. With the conditions and understanding that, you know, first and foremost, we're at the tail end of Drew Brees' career. Okay, we've been robbed. We robbed ourselves once when Williams ran into the other defender. And the guy ran off into the end zone, and then we were actually robbed by the refs with the infamous, you know, the no call on the last play of the game. However, I think that this man is on his last leg. He's reached out to his father. He's reached out and put so much stuff out there. The whole team wants to touch him, so on and so forth. This is absolutely his chance, his only chance to redeem himself and to even possibly have a resurrected career going into next year for any team that's, you know, possibly looking at him. So I say, let's give him a chance. It's not like he committed murder. However, his personal problems, we all get it. We understand that this man has a troubled past. But I truly believe that with the time that he set out, with this last little stretch, within his last couple months, and he's been working out, producing all of these Instagram videos, I think he truly now respects and have and recognizes his true love for football. So I said, let's give him a chance. And, hey, if it doesn't work out, send him home. And with the understanding that there's absolutely no other thing.
Of course, the Saints, though, the Saints have always featured character players that, you know, where their character, they weren't trouble, they weren't troublemakers. They got rid of players that caused problems in the locker room. The locker room is really, really tight and together. Could someone like that come in and just mess things up? Oh, we lost him. Okay. Let me go to William. What do you think? Is that a possibility where you put someone like him in a locker room that's so tight and that he could disrupt that and in the long range cause more harm than good? And by long range, I mean next few games.
Okay. Good morning. How's everyone out there?
We're fine. How are you?
I'm great. First of all, let's get it understood. Okay. Even in Pittsburgh, we're not just pointing a finger at Antonio Brown. Big Ben had a lot to do with that situation as well. Also, Big Ben came out and apologized to Antonio Brown for his half of what took place in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We move on to
William, I got less than a minute, so hurry up.
Okay, to make a long story short, you know, the people that know football.
Mm-hmm.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.